Chapter 7. Other gangster films. There are many good gangster films that don't try to dramatise the lives of real gangsters or historical events. However, there are some characters in these films that were inspired by real gangsters. The Godfather, 1972, is probably the most famous gangster film produced by Hollywood. It was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Marlon Brando is the star of this film. He plays the powerful gangster Don Vito Corleone. It is one of his most famous characters. According to Brando, the key to his performance was to act like a Roman emperor. Al Pacino is also in the film. He plays Michael Corleone, Don Corleone's youngest son. This film established Pacino as a Hollywood star. Other notable actors in the film are James Caan, Robert Duvall, and Diane Keaton. The film is set in the late 1940s. It shows the life of an important mafia family in New York City. The film ends in the 1950s, when Michael decides to move the Corleone family to Nevada. This reminds us of Bugsy Siegel and his efforts to establish organized crime in Las Vegas and the rest of the state of Nevada. The Godfather illustrates how organized crime is structured. In this film, the word family means two things. First, it refers to an actual family. It also refers to the gang that a crime boss controls. There are five families that control organized crime in New York City in The Godfather. Each family controls different aspects of the crime business. The Corleone family is one of them. The Godfather Part 2, 1974, is both a sequel and an introduction to The Godfather. It is the continuing story of the Corleone family in Nevada. It is also about how Vito Corleone arrived in New York City as a young Sicilian immigrant at the beginning of the century. Except for Marlon Brando, all the actors in The Godfather repeat their characters in the next film. Robert De Niro plays the young Vito Corleone. De Niro learned to speak Sicilian for the film. The Godfather Part 2 established his reputation as a star in Hollywood. One episode in The Godfather Part 2 reminds us of the story of Lucky Luciano and the Omerta Code of Silence. One of the gangsters in the film is in charge of the Corleone family business in New York City. He betrayed Michael Corleone and tried to assassinate him. When the gangster hears that Michael Corleone is still alive, he goes to the authorities. He offers to confess everything about the Corleone family's criminal activities. The night before the gangster is going to testify, he is visited in prison by the Corleone consigliere, family counsellor. The consigliere reminds the gangster about the code of Omerta. He tells the gangster that if he honours this code, his family will always be safe and prosperous. The next day at the trial, the gangster says that the Corleone family does not control a criminal organization. That evening, he commits suicide. This is an honorable death for a traitor. Once Upon a Time in America is another excellent gangster film. Robert De Niro is also in this film. It is one of the new films that concentrates on the Jewish gangs in New York City at the beginning of the 1900s. It's the story of a group of young Jewish boys from Brooklyn, New York. They grow up to become gangsters. The boys start by committing small crimes, but they become millionaires during Prohibition. The film illustrates how the illegal alcohol industry was organized during the 1920s. It also shows how these gangsters started other businesses when they discovered that Prohibition was ending. All the films mentioned in this book accurately reflect the way that gangsters operated. Some, like Bonnie and Clyde, don't pay much attention to the historical facts. However, all of them accurately recreate the atmosphere of the times when these gangsters lived. There is another important reason why they are included in this book. They are all classic gangster films. However, it is very important to remember one thing when you are watching these films. They reflect a very violent and illegal part of society. The heroes of these films are people who do not hesitate to kill other human beings for their own personal interests. As we see in some parts of the world today, organized crime is still a big problem. Unfortunately, it probably always will be.